And right now we're going to the phones where we are joined by Kim Lyons from In Faith Ministries here to share with us on the Morning Munch. Kim, welcome back to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Good morning. It's good to be back.
Well, good to have you back, and we're excited to hear what God's laid on your heart this morning.
All right. He laid this morning on my heart, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. And it reads, casting all your care upon him, for he care for you. My goodness, I considered that this morning because oftentimes the cares of this world can be overwhelming. My goodness, it can tax your emotions and just really manipulate you. We can get so consumed with worry and stress, you know, worrying about things in our jobs. And maybe we have bosses that are petty and picky, and that just overwhelms us. Or our families, you know, we're having marital problems and we're trying to figure it out, work it out. And our children are just having challenges maybe in school or in their marriages. And our health sometimes is affected by all of the cares because it weighs on our hearts and on our minds. And it can stress us out. And the pressures can cause us to be rude. They can cause us to be emotional. The pressures of this world can cause us to make wrong decisions. It can just really manipulate a lot of things in our lives. And I thought about this text that the Lord said to cast it all on him, to throw it. Give it to him. Give it all to him. And that he would take that because he cares for us. And so I just want to encourage someone today. You know, we all carry weights of concerns and weights that just really manipulates our minds and our emotions. I want to encourage someone today to cast it off, to give it to the Lord because he cares for you. And then in exchange for that, receive the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. So if you're going through anything today, any heavy weight, just remember this word, release. Release, give it to the Lord, and trust that he has everything in control because he's a faithful God like that. So that's just the word that the Lord laid on my heart, and I hope it will encourage someone today.
That is a good word for us, Kim. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
Yes. Father, I just thank you so much. You're such a good God. We thank you, Lord God, for another day that we've never experienced before. We're excited about it, Lord God. Lord, I ask right now in the name of Jesus for those who are listening, who are just have so much going on in their lives and their hearts, and they're consumed with stress and worry, Lord God. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that they would just cast it on you, for you care for them. And Lord, in return, that you would release the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Oh God, teach them how to give it to you, how to let go and to trust you in all of their ways, Lord God, to acknowledge you, Father. And I pray that you would bless them to have a tremendous day today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I felt that this morning.
Thank you so much, Kim. Kim Lyons joining us from In Faith Ministries. Tell us about In Faith Ministries, Kim.
In Faith Ministries is located here in Lima, Ohio. Our senior pastor is Pastor Michael Lyons, and he's just phenomenal. We have services on Monday and Tuesday. That's our hour of power prayer time when we come together at 6 p.m. And then on Thursday, we have an awesome praise team and a word on Thursday at 6:30. And then Sunday, we have a 10 a.m. Sunday school class, which is not common among the churches today. And then at 11 o'clock, we have word service, which is excellent. Also, we have a children's church ministry that's thriving. So we're happy to be here in Lima, Ohio.
And how can folks find out more information?
More information, go to our website at www.infaithministries.org. And we'd love to see you come and join us for service on Sundays.
Excellent. Hey, Kim, thank you so much for joining us again this morning and giving us a word. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for having me.